This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Polish President Andrzej Duda Tuesday called U.S. President Joe Biden's visit to Poland in Kyiv this week an important sign of the United States' commitment to maintaining security in Europe. The two leaders met to discuss collective support for Ukraine and for Biden to express gratitude to Warsaw for its assistance in delivering military and humanitarian aid to neighboring Ukraine from the United States and other countries. During talks with his Polish counterpart, Biden said the relationship between the U.S., Poland, and NATO is crucial.
The United States needs Poland and NATO as much as NATO needs the United States, because there is no way in which, for our ability to operate anywhere else in the world and our responsibilities extend beyond Europe, we have to have a security in Europe. It's that basic, that simple, that consequential. So it's the single most consequential alliance, I would argue, maybe the most consequential alliance in history. That not just modern history, but in history.
Biden is due to give a keynote speech in Poland within the hour in which he will rally support for Ukraine as the war is about to reach its one-year mark. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday said more than 8,000 civilians have been recorded killed and another 13,287 injured in Ukraine since Russia invaded nearly a year ago, with thousands more thought to have died. The latest toll represents a significant upward revision from the previous tally released earlier this month. Speaking to reporters in Geneva, UN Human Rights Mission in Ukraine Chief Matilda Bogner said it would appear from the report most of these civilians were targeted.
Some 90.3%, so the overwhelming majority of civilian casualties, were caused by explosive weapons with wide area effects, including artillery shells, cruise and ballistic missiles, and airstrikes. And most occurred in populated areas.
Partners, this is VOA News. The number of dead continues to rise after yet another earthquake in Turkey and Syria, this one a 6.4 magnitude, which struck Monday. Reuters correspondent Julian Kitchener reports.
Panic rang out on the streets of Hatay after a magnitude 6.3 earthquake struck southern Turkey near the Syrian border late on Monday. The mayor of Hatay province said there were reports of people stuck under rubble. The fresh earthquake comes just 2 weeks after Turkey's worst quake in modern history left tens of thousands dead. Monday's quake was caught on live television. Reporters in Hatay were standing next to a collapsed building. Then, as the quake hit, the signal was lost. When back on the air, they could be heard saying, "It trembles, it still continues."
That's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning the CEO of the Norfolk Southern Railroad that the freight rail company must demonstrate unequivocal support for the people of East Palestine, Ohio, and surrounding areas. A fiery train derailment led to the release of chemicals and has residents expressing concerns about their ongoing health. Buttigieg also criticized the rail company for lobbying in the past against safety measures. In an interview Monday, the transportation secretary said the rail companies have too much power.
I have seen the power that multi-billion dollar railroad companies wield, and they fight safety regulations tooth and nail. That's got to change. The future cannot be like the past, and I am calling for that change to begin right away.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said Friday the chemicals that spilled into the Ohio River as a result of the derailment are no longer a risk. But people in the community have reported constant headaches and irritated eyes. In the southern U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, Tuesday is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday. And the annual ebullient climax of the city's carnival season comes this year with some political intrigue in the city. Mild weather is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of tourists and locals to the city streets, many of them in costume, to mark the raucous end of the carnival season and the beginning of the Catholic season of Lent. Among the revelers will be opponents of New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, who are gathering last-minute signatures ahead of a Wednesday deadline to force a recall election. There's an undercurrent of worry about reoccurring violent crime in the city. One person was killed and four were wounded when gunfire broke out during a Sunday night parade in New Orleans. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.